The extensive historical documentation shows how quickly the estate was built. In the decade between 1760 and 1770, Mandria was developed not only architecturally but also territorially, administratively, socially, and religiously. After acquiring 767 hectares of land in the area between Chivasso, Mazzi, Rondissone, and Verolengo, the issue of unified jurisdiction arose. In February 1764, Notary Giovanni Tommaso Bernardi was appointed by royal decree as the administrator of justice for this land, which was directly under the crown. Less than a year earlier, in September 1763, the king had tasked Carlo Onorato Sartirio, director of the Venaria estate, and Giuseppe Jacinto Baez, the surveyor general, with structuring the territory, managing the economic production of the royal estate, and constructing a new factory in the center of the estate. The estate was located in a flat and fertile area, only 8 kilometers from the center of Chivasso, within a rectangular 767-hectare region, surrounded by pastures and crossed by the Caluso Canal and the Dora Balti River, making it an ideal location for the new Mandria settlement.